continuing in Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Tfilas Arvis, Halacha Dalet, Paragraph Yud. Rav Nosson Zal says, Va'onu Oiskim B'tikun Zeh Shel B'chinas Bitul Anal, Shub'chinas Tshuva Kanal, Mei Rosh Hashanah Ad Yom HaKippurim, Shem Aseres Yimei Tshuva. We are involved in the tikun of this Bitul that we're speaking about here, which is synonymous with Tshuva. It's one of the main parts of Tshuva, from Rosh Hashanah till Yom Kippur, which is the 10 days of Tshuva. Ki e'efsher lesakein b'yoyim echod, because it's impossible to fix everything in one day, even if the one day is Rosh Hashanah, which is the most special day in the world. Shelo yeh b'chinas ribuy oyer, because if we try to correct everything in one day, we're going to be turning on up the light too high, and it can be harmful, destructive. Alkein tzrichin lesakein bekamo tikunim ma'at ma'at. Therefore, the process of tikun is a step-by-step procedure, little bit, little by little. Ukemuva bekisvi Arizal, as is explained several times in the writings of the Arizal, shemach maschet odom arishoin tzrichin lehismamea velishois betikun amalchus. As a result of the pigam of odom arishoin, the process of tikkun is a slow one. We have to work very slowly and methodically at the tikkun hamalchus, shehu tikkun ho'elamos, which is the tikkun of all the worlds, mei Rosh Hashanah ad Shmini Atzeres. And the main time of the year that we're involved in this tikkun is this 21-day period, this 22-day period from Rosh Hashanah through Shmini Atzeres. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to elaborate a little bit on this concept. V'zeh b'chinas aseres yimei tshuva mei Rosh Hashanah ad Yom HaKippurim. This is the concept of the aseres yimei tshuva from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. V'ikar b'chinas habitul hu b'Yom Kippur. And even though the process starts on Rosh Hashanah, and even though Rosh Hashanah is so great, the main bitul takes place on Yom Kippur. V'zeh b'chinas kol hachamisha inuyim shemekablam Yom Kippur. Now you'll understand why it's on Yom Kippur specifically that each and every single Jew accepts upon himself five types of suffering, five types of abstention. Not eating, no eating and drinking, no wearing leather shoes, separating from one's wife, all the chamish, the famous chamish inuyim. Ki oz soismim einayim mechezu dayalma legamri, because Yom Kippur is the day of the year where we close our eyes to the world, to the physical world, completely. We become like angels. Umekablin alatzmon kol hoinuim. We accept upon ourselves all the different types of suffering. V'alkein oz zoichen lehikolel ba'almad osi bebchinas bitul kanal. And this is why on Yom Kippur a Jew is zoiche to plug into Olam Haba, in the form of bitul that we spoke about earlier. Ki Yom HaKippurim hu bechinas almad osi kiyadua, because we know that according to Sifrei Kabbalah, Yom Kippur is Olam Haba. Yom Kippur is a concept of Olam Haba. We behave like angels. We don't eat, we don't sleep, we stay in shul all day, we're just about like angels. We're Bechinas Olam Haba. Bechinas Histalkus Ubitul El HaTachlis. This is a concept of a Jew elevating himself and nullifying himself to the Tachlis, which is Olam Haba. V'alkein, and this will also explain why Oz, specifically on Yom Kippur, Nichnas HaKohen Gadol Lefnai V'Lefnim LeBeis Kodshei Kadoshim. That's the one day in the year that the Kohen Gadol was able to go to the inner sanctum, the Holy of Holies. Sheshom Hu Iker B'chinas HaBitul Al HaTachlis. That's the place where a Jew can achieve the greatest degree of Bitul Al HaTachlis. V'alkein oz b'yom HaKippurim ikur shleimus hatfila. This will also explain why on Yom Kippur we achieve a degree of shleimus hatfila that we don't have any other day of the year. Ki mispalelin oz chomesh tfilois. On Yom Kippur we daven five tfilois, ma she'ein nimtza b'shum yom, which we don't have on any other day of the year. Ki oz ikur b'chinas habitul, because Yom Kippur is the main time of achieving this bitul, shalidei zeh ikar shleimus hatfila, which, as we learned in the beginning of this halacha, that through bitul a person achieves shleimus hatfila, meaning sheyicholin lehispalel harbe tfilos. A person is able to daven a lot al yedei sheoisen echot mikol hatfila kanal, through the fact that he's able to make one of the entire tfila. He's able to unite the beginning and the end and the middle and make all of it one. Rabbi Nazal explains in Torah Samach Ein Likud Imran that when a person is able to do that, then he can daven a lot, and it's all part of that oneness. So now Rabbi Nosson Zal is showing how Yom Kippur is the essence of all of this. Paragraph Yud Aleph. V'zeh b'chinas tfilas nila shemispalam b'yom ha-kippurim. And with this we could understand possibly the most important tefillah that we daven on Yom Kippur, that additional tefillah of Ne'ilah. Ne'ilah means closing, the closing of the gates. She'oz Iker Gmar Hatikun Hanasa B'Yom Kippur. It's at Ne'ilah time that we come to the close of the close and completion of the tikkun that's being done on Yom Kippur. Ki Iker Hatikun Al Yedei Abitul She'zechen B'Yom Kippurim. Hu lekasher kol hatfila biyachad lasos echad mikol hatfila, because the main tikkun that we're looking to achieve through this bitul, which we achieve on Yom Kippur, is to unite the entire tefillah, to make the entire tefillah one. Shafilu kishoymed besoif tevo ha'achroina shel ha'tefillah, ye'oymed adayim betevo rishona shel tefillah. So that even when the person is at the end of the last word of their tefillah, they're still at the beginning of their tefillah. It's all one. V'zeh b'chinas ne'ilah shel Yom HaKippurim. This is the concept of ne'ilah on Yom Kippur. Ki oz gmar ha'tikun shu b'chinas ne'ilah. That's when we're completing this tikkun, which is called specifically ne'ilah. Why? Dehainu shenoyalin v'soigrin u'mekashrin kol ha'tfila b'yachad. The word ne'ilah means to lock up. It's at ne'ilah time that we lock up the whole tefillah. We lock and bind together the entire tefillah from the beginning. Haynu she'oisen echod mikol hatefillah. When we say to lock something up, usually we're talking about lock, stock, and barrel, locking up the whole place. You know, locking, closing means close the entire thing from beginning to end. Closing a song means finishing the song which started 6.5 minutes ago, and now we're closing it, we're finalizing it, and we're completing it. Completing means from beginning to end. Again, that's the shleimus. You can't complete something and just have the last third of it. That's not called complete. Complete means from beginning to end. So ne'ilah, which is the closure of Yom Kippur, closure means it's what attaches the whole thing from beginning to end. Dahainu shoisen echod mikol atfilo, sheze iker hatikun shezeichen biyom ha-kippurim al-yidei abitul shezeichen az b'shleimus kanal. This is the main tikkun that's accomplished on Yom Kippur through this bitul that we achieve, through the fact that we rise, we elevate ourselves, where we're not human beings on Yom Kippur, we're angels, we're in Olam Haba, we're all the way up there. That's what allows us to do this incredible tikkun of making one of the entire tefillah, and therefore being able to reach a shleimus hatefillah that we don't have any other day of the year. V'zeh she'oimrim b'soif tefillas ne'ila. Now you'll understand why the climax of ne'ila is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod. Dahainu shonu nichlolenos betachles ha'achdus. This is showing us that where are we going? What are we achieving with Ne'ilah, with this closure of Ne'ilah? We're going up to that place where it's all oneness, where it's all one. Hein chesed, hein din, hakol echad. Both kindness and judgment, it's all one. And this is why we have the custom, after saying Shema and Baruch Shem, we cry out Hashem Hu Elokim 7 times. Hainu Shehakol Echod. Again, Yud Kei Vav Kei and Elokim, which seem to be opposites, it's not opposites. It's all one. Bein Chesed, Bein Din. Sheze Bechinas Hashem Hu Elokim. That's what we're crying out then. Sheze Ikara Hashleimus. This is called Shleimus, when you're able to make one out of everything. שזויכן על ידי הביטול הנ"ל בתורה כנ"ל, which a person is zoichet through the beetle, which is discussed in the chapter in the Kutim Ran that we're referring to. Veze bechinas kabolas ha-toyra shemekablam b'yom ha-kippurim. Now you can understand another thing. That why, even though we received the Torah on Shavuos, but that was round one. The luchos that followed up on that were broken, you recall, on Shivas HaBetamuz. And then Hashem gave the Torah a second time. And that was closure. That was when it was finished. And when was that? On Yom Kippur. Ki oz nitnu luchos v'achroinos. That's when Hashem gave us the second and final luchos. Hainu b'chinas ha-toyra shemekablim me'oyer hazricho shel rishimu me'abitul shu'b'chinas v'shoyi. That's what Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran, that when a Jew goes up to that place of Bitul, he has to make sure to bring down with him Torah. And that's what sustains him. That's what serves as a shield. When those klipos come back stronger than they were before, the residue from the Bitul plus the Torah that he brought back with him, that's an impenetrable shield. That's what protects him, and that's what brings him up from level to level. That's what helps him advance. Paragraph Yud Beis. Ki ikar habitul nigmar bishleimus b'yom ha-kippurim. Because the completion of the bitul takes place on Yom Kippur. Ve'oz mekablim kol ho'inuyim. That's when we accept upon ourselves all those different kinds of suffering. The Torah says, ve'inisem es nafshei seichem. You should inflict suffering upon yourself. And the Gemara learns out that it's five different kinds of inui. From head to toe, eating, drinking, not sleeping with a spouse, and shoes, everything, no bathing. That's all about closing your eyes to this world, detaching yourself, unplugging yourself from the whole Olam HaGashmi. Ki af al pi shebarosh Hashanah. Even though we learned earlier, a few pages back, that on Rosh Hashanah, a Jew achieves bitul, because of the fact that there's a Hisgabrus Hadin, Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of the Midas Hadin, and because of that, there has to be bitul. So Hashem imposes that sleep, remember we mentioned, on Zeranpin, and all of us experience this Rosh Hashanah, a new beginning of sleep that's injected into the world on Rosh Hashanah. Afal Pikein, Oz Yefsher Ligmoyer Hatikun Bishlemus. Still, it's impossible on Rosh Hashanah to finish the job completely. Ki Yefsher Lizkois Lebchinas Bitul Bishlemus taketh Betchilas Hatshuva Kedei Shluyeh Bchinas Riboyoyer Ukemavur Biksovim. Because it's impossible for a Jew to achieve Bitul Bishlemus right away on that first day or those first 2 days of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, because if he tries, he'll get blown out. He'll get destroyed. It's too much light. As is explained in the writings of the Arizal, She'im lo yichoto Adam HaRishon, if Adam HaRishon had not sinned, had not eaten from the Eitz Hadas, Hoyoyochoy ligmor atikin teikof b'yom echad. Adam HaRishon was the person who had the power to complete the tikkun that first day of his life. If he would have played his cards right, if he would have done the right thing, everything would have been finished on that first day. Complete tikkun. However, once there was Eitz Hadas, and once there was everything that followed with that, I efsher lesakein b'yoyim echod. The Arizal says now it becomes impossible to fix in 1 day, but rather it requires that 21 day from Rosh Hashanah through Shmini Atzeres, year after year after year. It's a process that's taking thousands of years, and we're getting closer. We're almost at the finish line, we believe, but it takes a long time now. Ayin Shom, look in the writings of the Arizal where he explains this. He shows that this is the way it has to be because of the Pagam of the Eitz Hadas. V'yalkein, and therefore, Afal Pishem Evatlen Atzman B'Rosh Hashanah Kanal, even though on Rosh Hashanah we do achieve a bitul, we do have a bitul, Yefsher lishhois sham harbe bebchinas abitul. We can't remain in that state of bitul too long on Rosh Hashanah. Kedei shloye bebchinas ribuyor. Because otherwise, if you give a person when he's first tasting light, if you give him 1,000,000 watts, he's gone. He's out. Period. So since Rosh Hashanah is the first day of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, even though we're being given a taste of bitul, it's got to be very controlled and very short. Al kein tzrichin tekef lahamshich hatikun anim shechagim mitzvah shofar shebchinas esoyrus Hashem shebchinas v'shoiv. And that's why on Rosh Hashanah, right there, we're already coming back from that. We're already being woken up from the sleep. We're already having the hisoyrus Hashem, or the blowing of the shofar, which we said is the wake up from the sleep, which is the concept of v'shoiv, coming back down. She'oz choizren me'abitul. That's when we return from the bitul. U'mamshichen oyer hazricha v'hasnoitetzus shel reshimu. And we draw upon ourselves some of that light of the bitul, some of the sparks of that bitul, from the residue of it. She'ze b'chinas koyach kabolas ha'toyra kanal. That's the power where a person brings down Torah from that bitul, as we discussed earlier. And we said the blowing of the shofar represents kabolas ha'toyra. That's what happened when the Jews got the Torah. Aval machmas shadayin loy nigmar hatikun b'shleimus. However, since this is the beginning of the tikkun, it's not the completion of the tikkun. Al kein ein yecholim ligmor b'chinas kabbalas haTorah shebchinas hamshachas reshimu ein yecholim ligmor b'shleimus mi'ad Rosh Hashanah. That's why we can't even complete the tikkun of the kabbalas haTorah, which is drawing upon ourselves the light from the residue of that beetle. We can't even complete that on Rosh Hashanah. We can't even have a whole kabbalas haTorah on Rosh Hashanah. Rak sheb Rosh Hashanah al yedei hashofar mamshichin b'chinas koyach shoyrish kabbalas haTorah. It's just that on Rosh Hashanah, through the shofar, we're able to draw upon ourselves a little bit from the root, from the source of kabbalas haTorah. Aval adayin ein nigmar hamshochas haTorah b'poyal boilem. But on Rosh Hashanah, there isn't any real kabbalas haTorah that's being brought into the world. Rak eze ha'ora meharishimonal. It's only a little bit of light that's coming from the reshimu of the bitul, as we said. Kedei lesaken al yedei ze kelim lekabel ha'ora, to allow us to prepare vessels in which to be able to receive and contain some of that light, you know, from that bitul that we're experiencing on Rosh Hashanah. Kedei sha'idei ze yelanu oid koyach la'asos bebchinas bitul b'rotzev shoiv, which should enable us to go another round of bitul of rotzev v'shoiv, going up and down, lahamshich oid b'chol pam ha'oros mirashim kanal. And each time we go through a bitul cycle, we draw upon ourselves a little bit of more light, and a little more light from that reshimu, from the residue of the bitul, you know, when we're coming back down. Shezeh bechinas Yom HaKippurim. That's the concept of Yom Kippur following Rosh Hashanah. Sheoz nigmar bechinas kabbalas haTorah. On Yom Kippur, that's when we actually completed a process of kabbalas haTorah. Ki b'Yom HaKippurim nitnu haluchos shniyos. Because on Yom Kippur is when Moshe Rabbeinu actually received those second luchos. So Rav Nosenthal is explaining, Rosh Hashanah is very great. It's awesome. It's special. It's tshuva. And therefore, on Rosh Hashanah, there's a bitul, where we go all the way up to the Oir Ein Sof. But because it's the first round, it's the first taste of tshuva and bitul of the whole year, we have to be very careful when a person has their first light or their first drink after they haven't drunk in a few days. We know that if you give the guy, chashom, you know, a couple of liters of water, he's dead. You have to give sips. You have to start off with sips. So that the bitul that the person experiences on Rosh Hashanah is the sips. And the Kabbalas haTorah that he experiences on Rosh Hashanah is also sips of Kabbalas haTorah. A taste of it, the shofar. Not actual luchos, not actual Torah. And when he continues through to Yom Kippur, if he follows through to Yom Kippur, on Yom Kippur, that's when he goes the whole 9 yards. That's when he accepts all the inuyim. That's when he really becomes a malach, a real Baal Tshuva. Rosh Hashanah, we stay in shul a little bit longer. Some shul stay till 12, till 1, till 2. Usually on a Shabbos, they get out at 11, or 10, 9. Rosh Hashanah, they're getting out 1, 1:30. These wacko Breslovers are getting out at 3 or 4 o'clock on Rosh Hashanah. But still, supposedly, it's not yet, it's nothing like Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is wall-to-wall shul. Yom Kippur, you're in shul. Some people even sleep in shul at night. They don't even go home to sleep at night, Yom Kippur. They figure, why bother? It's we'll go to the whole realm. And therefore, again, from fasting and no bathing. Rosh Hashanah is a mikveh. There's leather shoes. There's all kinds of pleasures. Yom Kippur, it's everything. It's full inuyim to rocket us up to the highest place of Beitul, where the Kohen Gadol is going into the 10th room, the 10th chamber, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And we know that Tzadik Emes is higher than the Kohen Gadol. The Gemara says, Yikorim Yipanim. So if the Kohen Gadol went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur, who knows what the Tzadik Emes is doing on Yom Kippur, where he's going on Yom Kippur, you know, to what kind of incredible high place. I am a Kohen Kivoidoi. And on Yom Kippur, when Moshe Rabbeinu received the second set of Luchos, that's when each and every single Jew receives a full measure of Kabbalah Satorah when he's coming back down from that Beitul. And that's when he's saying that Shema Yisrael Hashem Echod, he's showing that he was Zoche to Shleimus HaTfilah, Achdus HaTfilah, to tie the whole thing together from beginning to end. Now in this next paragraph, Rav Nosson Zal is going to elaborate and clarify once again all of this, everything we're talking about. Sif Yud Gimel. Kizeh Klal. Rav Nosson Zal says, this is a rule. Umevoyer La'el, we've explained it earlier. Shekol ha-heorois v'has v'sogois v'hizgalos elikus Nimshochin rak al yedei ho'or shemasigim hatzadikim amitiim al yedei habitul. All the light and all the understanding of Hashem and all the revelation of Hashem that takes place in the entire world all comes from the light that the true tzadikim are zeicha to experience when they do their bitul. Aval oyer hagodol v'hanoyra hazeh but for us to be able to benefit from that light and receive from that light, we have to prepare an enormous amount of vessels, kalim. Now comes a very, Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain a very deep concept from the Sifrei Kabbalah. Listen, you're going to hear something that sounds very new and different, but Rav Nosson Zal is going to do his job on making it very clear. Aval be'emes, gam tikun va'asiyas elu hakelim bi'atzmom, nimshochem gam kein me'oyer habitul. The tikun of being able to prepare the vessels, that also comes from the light of the bitul. Ki be'emes kulo yechod, because in reality, it's all one. V'ho'oyrois, v'hakelim, hakoel nimshach mi'mokam echod, mi'oyer ein soif. The light and the vessels all come from the same place. They're made out of the same stuff. It's not that there's something called light. There's something called orange juice. And orange juice is a liquid that comes from an orange, that comes from a tree that's part of the plant kingdom. And this orange juice, you pour it into a glass that's made out of glass, you know, that's made of a complete... When we speak about ruchni, spirituality, when we in Kabbalistic terms, the vessels and the light in the vessels are one. They're made out of the same stuff. The vessels just represent a constriction of the light, a certain variation in a sense of the light. V'alkein be'emes inyin zeh hu niflois tomim deim. And that's why the truth is that this is an unbelievable thing in religion. Me'achar she'yefsher lahamshech ha'oyer kim al yedei ha'kelim. Because on one hand we're being told, Rav Nosson Zal is saying that this is one of the paradoxes that we have. On one hand, we're being told that it's impossible to receive light unless you first have vessels. You have to first have kelim. Ve'yefsher la'asos kelim kiim al yedei hamshochas ha'or misham. And in order to make vessels, you have to draw light. The vessels are created out of the light. If that's the case, where do you begin? I can't draw light without vessels. In order to make vessels, I need light. What do I do? V'alkein be'emes inyan Rosh Hashanah hu inyan nifla v'ne'ela ma'oid. And this is why the secret of Rosh Hashanah is something very hidden. This is very deep. Kefi asher hevanenu midivrei Rabbeinu Zal, goydel oitzim gedulas noiruas Rosh Hashanah. As we understood from Rabbeinu Zal's words, the incredible depth and awesomeness of what Rosh Hashanah is all about. She Omar, that Rabbeinu Zal told us, she kol inyonoi v'iskoi hu Rosh Hashanah, that Rabbeinu Zal is all about Rosh Hashanah. That's what he said. His whole job, everything he's all about, is Rosh Hashanah. Ki b'Rosh Hashanah nivra ha'olam. Rosh Hashanah is the day that the world was created, that Adam HaRishon was created, man was created, which is the tachlis of the whole creation. U'b'riyas ha'olam hu b'derech haflei v'ofela, machmas b'china zeh. And the concept of creation is something unbelievable because of what we're trying to say here. Ki kol ha'b'riya ha'yu b'shvil l'galoy selekusay b'olam. The whole purpose of creation was to reveal Hashem to the world, to broadcast Hashem's existence, Hashem's kingdom and authority to the world. It's impossible to draw this light of Hashem into a world without the light being put into vessels. If you have just infinite light, you can't do anything with that. So in order for Hashem's light to serve a purpose, it had to be put into kelim, not just to serve a purpose, but to be able to be used in any form, to be able to be related to in any form. It had to go into kelim. Ve'i'efshar la'aseis ha'kelim kim al yidei ha'mshochas o'er kanal. And it's impossible to create these kelim, these vessels, without drawing some of that light, because the light is what the kelim are made out of. Vashem yisborach tzofo b'chochmosoi. Hashem saw with his great wisdom shetikun ze legalei selekus ba'olam yefsher she'nase kim al yedei bnei odom hatachtonim daika shem ba'al bechira, that to really reveal Hashem, to really broadcast Hashem, can only be done through man, physical man, who is a ba'al bechira, who has free choice, who has the ability to go against the will of Hashem. V'alkein hoya kol ha'olam toloi al Adam HaRishon. And this is why all of creation, everything, was dependent on Adam HaRishon. She'im loy hoya choyte beit sadas toivora. Had Adam HaRishon not eaten, not sinned by eating from the Eitz Hadas, v'hoya mispalel tfilosoi, and if he would have said his tfila properly, v'oz hoya misakin hakoil b'shleimus kimavur b'kisvi arizal, Adam HaRishon would have brought everything to a complete tikkun on that first day. It would have been all over. Ki iker tikkun asiyas hakelim she'al yodom iker hamshochas o'er einsof legal selekus yisbor ba'olam yefsher she'nase b'shleimus kim al yedei ma'ase b'nei odom hatachtonim daiko, because this process of creating kelim through which we're able to draw Hashem's infinite light and reveal it can only be done properly through the actions of physical human beings in this physical world. V'ho'iker al yedei shem bali bechira. And the most important criteria is the fact that man is bal bechira. He has free choice. Ki Hashem yizborach tzimtzem atzmoy kaviyochel b'kamo tzimtzumim shem b'chinas kelim b'derech haflei v'ofela. Because Hashem constricted himself with all kinds of constrictions which represent these vessels in unbelievable ways in order to create the worlds. Kedei legaloi selekusei boilam, so that Hashem's presence should be able to be revealed and broadcasted. Aval kolz man shaloi nivra ha'odom habal bechira. However, so long as man was not yet created, man who has free choice, adayin loy, meaning even after Hashem created the malochim and the oilam hakiseh and the oilam habriya and the plants and the animals and light and darkness and water, Still, so long as man was not yet created who had Bechira, Adayin Loy Nigmar Shum Tikun V'Keli V'Tzimtzum B'Shleimus. Nothing was completed yet. There was no Tikun B'Shleimus, there was no Keli B'Shleimus, there was no Tzimtzum B'Shleimus. Ki Adayin Kuloy Echod K'moy Shehoya Koydem Abriya. Because until Hashem created man, everything was still one. It was all just Hashem, just like before creation. Ki kol zman shelo nimshach hatzimtzum ad sheyisava habal bchira boilam hazeh shuodam hatachton hazeh. So long as Hashem had not yet extended the tzimtzum far enough that there should be a bal bchira in this world, which is man, even though Hashem had already, through the Tzimtzum, created all kinds of worlds and all kinds of beings and everything, nothing changed yet. Nothing changed. It was all Hashem. It was all oneness. Why? Me'achar shekulam muchrochim b'deyoseim lisnaheg b'rtzoyin habayres b'roshmoy. Since everything he created up until man was only yes guys, yes men. The malachim are yes men. The animals are yes men. They could only do rotzoyin Hashem. They could only listen to Hashem. So therefore, it was still only Hashem. Everything was only Hashem. Nothing changed yet. It was all echod. All of those other creations did not have the choice, did not have the means of changing anything, of differing from the Rotzayn of Hashem. And therefore, until man came around, everything was still one opinion, one desire, one way, only Hashem's way, period. V'alkein adayin ein hakelim v'atzintzumim nechshavim lekelim. And therefore, up at that point, the kelim v'atzintzumim don't count yet. They're not yet real kelim. They're not yet real tzintzumim. Me'achar shadayin lo nigmar tikkun hamaskalo. Because the tikkun of the maskalo was not yet completed. Maskalo is a term that's used in the Zohar HaKodesh, in the Arizal, which Rav Nosson Zal is going to translate for us right now. Shehu bechinas hanisoyoin v'habechira. Maskalo means the process by which a person is tested. The whole which is bechira, free choice. That a person has the ability to choose this and that, and there are temptations and all kinds. That's all included under this big word called maskalo. Shehu bechinas maskalo. Ki habechira hi bechinas mishkal. Maskal means mishkal, like scales. Free choice is like a concept of scales. Shu bechinas nisoyoin ubechira. It's the concept of a person being tested to see what they're going to choose. Are you going to go right or are you going to go left? Kemoy toila b'mishkal, like something that's hanging in the balance. Sheyesh loy koyach lachriya lekan olekan, which could go either way. It could go right, it could go to favor the right or favor to the left. There's a pasuk, leiv chocham liyaminoi, leiv ksil lesmoiloi. The chocham favors the right side of his heart, his yetzer tov. The fool chooses the left side to go left. The kolz man shloi nigmar ze hatikun, and so long as that tikun of the creation of man, bal bchira, was not yet done, adayin ein shum kli nigmar b'shleimus. No keli was considered complete at all. Me'achar shloi nivra adayin bria, shiye lo koyach lasa is keneged ritzoyin chas v'shalom. Since there had not yet been created a being who could go chas v'shalom against the will of Hashem. Shehu ha'odom habal bchira, which is man, bal bchira. We've mentioned this before, but maybe it pays to interject this here for a second. There's a famous, famous Oyer HaChaim HaKodesh in Chumash, where he writes about Yosef HaTzadik and his brothers, who were the Tzadikei Hador, the greatest Tzadikim in that generation, were Yaakov Avinu and his sons, right? Uncontested. So the Pasuk says in Chumash that they plotted and planned to kill him, to murder the tzaddik, Yosef HaTzaddik. And they had a billion excuses, reasons for it, according to the Torah and all kinds of stuff. And they saw him coming and they said, this is it, we're going to kill him. So the Torah says, Vayishma Ruvain, Ruvain heard about this, Vayatzilehu miyodam, and he rescued him, he saved Yosef HaTzadik. How did he save him? He said, guys, your plan is great and wonderful, but I got a better thing, I got a better idea. Let's throw him into the pit. What pit? A pit of snakes and scorpions. And they voted on it, and they, okay, that's even better. And they agreed. They threw him into a pit of snakes and scorpions. The Torah Chaim HaKodesh asks, Maze Vayatzilehu? How does the Torah, every word in the Torah is punctual. What does it mean that that's called saving somebody? That's called saving someone's life? You get locked, take someone today and throw them into a pit of snakes, pits and snakes, they're going to lock you up for manslaughter, lock you up for murder. The Aruch Chaim HaKodesh says, from here we learn a very important lesson that Rav Nosson Zal is telling us now, that a person is safer in the hands of snakes and scorpions who have no free choice. Even though we look at a snake like a mean, vicious, terrible guy, he ain't terrible. The Gemara says, well, does a snake bite without a telegram from Hashem, without a direct order? No chance. No chance. Then being in the hands of the sons of Yaakov Avinu, these great rabbis, these great tzaddikim, who had Bechira, who could kill him, even if that was not the real Ratzon of Hashem, even if that was not what Hashem really wanted them to do. Person is safer in the hands of snakes and scorpions. This is what Rav Nosson Zal is showing us here, that until man came along, it was all oneness still. Every other being is part of the Achdus HaBoyer, it's part of Ratzon Hashem, and they don't have the ability to go against Ratzon Hashem. Only man has that. That's what makes man unique in all of creation, and that's what makes him so important. Since there was not yet created a being that has the ability to go against Hashem's Ratzon, Shu'a Adam HaBabchira, Ki Iker, Hu Hadas V'Horotzon. Because the most important thing is the Seichel. That's how we measure levels of creation, right? By how much Seichel they have. Doimem, Tzomeach, Chayim, Adabar. What makes man be considered superior to other levels of creation is based on the Das that he has, number one. And number two, V'Horotzon. Rotzon means will. Will, that a man possesses Ratzon, man possesses such a level of Ratzon that he has the ability even to negate the Ratzon Hashem, to go against the Ratzon of Hashem, and to change the Ratzon of Hashem through tefillah, you know, etc., etc. Ki ikar bechinas hakelim vatzimtzumim hu bechinas histalkus vehisalmus. Now Rav Nosson Zal is explaining. He's taking some of the deepest concepts in Kabbalah, and he's bringing it down, simplifying it for us to be able to understand it and be able to relate to it. Rav Nosson Zal says now, because this whole concept of kelim and tzimtzumim, these words that are used throughout the Sfarim, hu bechinas histalkus vehisalmus. Keli means absence of Hashem's light, or Hashem's light being hidden. Shashem Yisborach kaviyochol tzimtzem oiroi, Hashem constricted His light, He limited His light, ad shenishavu b'chinas kelim v'tikunim l'kabel hor al yodom, till it formed, it solidified, it became physical enough to be able to contain the infinite light of Hashem, to serve as a vessel through which we can receive light. Kaviyochol, Hashem took His original light, which was a trillion watts, and constricted it, brought it down to a million watts, and that million watts becomes a vessel, becomes something we can relate to, we can look at, we can connect to. And through this tikkun of the creation of kelim, which was brought about by drawing from that light, that's how all of creation took place. That's how all the different levels of creation took place. It started with that infinite light of Hashem, and that light being shrunken and lessened to different levels, to become a tzimtzum, to become a vessel through which that upper light of Hashem can shine in a manner that we can connect to it, in a manner that it can be used. אבל כל זמן שכל הנברואים מסנגים רק כפידאי תרצנו לבד, however, so long as everything in creation was only able to conform with Hashem's will and couldn't go against Hashem's will in any way, נמצא שעדיין הכל כמו קודם הבריאה. Then basically everything remained the same, the way it was before creation. Then there was Hashem and Hashem and more Hashem. And now after creation there's Hashem and Hashem and more Hashem. Just in slightly different form, but it's still the same Hashem. It's still one Ratzon. ועל כן עדיין אין להם כוח לקבל הוער אור אין סוף בשלמוס. And therefore, while it's in that state, you can't really receive that infinite light בשלמוס, מאחר שעדיין אינם נחשבים לכלים. Because when it's in that form, it's not considered a keli yet. When the keli resembles the light so closely that there's no difference in rotzon whatsoever, that's not a real keli yet. That can't really be used from Shulchan Aruch. Page 478, about 4 lines down, right-hand column. Ki adayin kulam klulim umayuchodim b'ritzani yizbora, k'moy kodem abriya. Because it's all still part of Hashem and one with Hashem, like before creation. Me'achar she'en lohem b'chiro lintois m'ritzani. Because they don't have the ability to deviate, to move away from Hashem at all. Because there's no possibility of them moving away from Hashem, then they're still considered part of Hashem, they're still considered one, period. It's part of the oneness. Al kein, ikar gmar tikkun hakelim v'habriya, hoy al yedei ha'odom habal b'chira. And this is why the completion of the kelim and the completion of the bria was only through man, bal b'chira, shebishviloi nivra hakol, whereby everything was created for him. Vehu ikar shleimus habriya. He is the true essence of creation. He is the completion of creation. Vehu mekayim kol habriya. He's the one that sustains the entire creation. Ki kishayesh bal b'chira. Because now, when there is a bal b'chira, dahainu shiyesh loy rishus lasos kiritzoinoi, when there is a being who has the ability and who has permission in it to do as he wishes and even again as he chooses, even when it goes against the Ratzon of Hashem, oz daika klolius habriya nifredes v'ninseres me'ito yisborach. That's when the creation becomes severed from Hashem. You recall in the beginning of this halacha, we spoke about how the Arizal explains how when man was first created, Adam and Chava, they were back to back Siamese twins, and they were one. And they couldn't reproduce at that point. At that point, they were still one. And therefore, there was no production, nothing really. And in order for Hashem to make it possible for them to propagate, to generate, Hashem had to slice them apart. They had to be separated. A nesira took place. And then they were able to turn around ponim beponim and to have a yichud, etc., etc. And we said that this was with Adam and Chava, that this takes place on a spiritual level every single Rosh Hashanah, that there is this nesira, this slicing that takes place, that causes the Shekhinah to be separated from Hashem and allows them to be reunited ponim beponim, you know, to create Shefa, etc., etc. So Rav Nosson Zal says, it's only when man was created, that's when the creation was severed from Hashem. Me'acha shekvar yesh bria sheyesh lo koyach la'aseis kiritzoinoi. Because now Hashem has created something new. So it's created something that has the ability to operate on its own, in a sense, based on its own ratzon. Ukishabriya ninseres meito yisborach al yedei abchiranal. And when the creation becomes separated from Hashem through bechira, through the process of bechira, azai ikar gmar tikkun hakelim. That's when the vessels are considered complete. That's when Hashem has prepared real kelim. Ki oz bechinas hatzimtzum V'hakelim b'shlemus. That's when the tzimtzum is complete. That's when the keli is complete, when it's, in a sense, an independent entity. It's not part of that. It's not 100% part of that oneness anymore. It's become a separate entity. Ki oz daiko hatzimtzum nikro tzimtzum. That's when you can really use the word tzimtzum about it appropriately. Me'achar shenitzamtzem oiroi shehu daitoi v'chochmosis baruch kol kach. Once Hashem's light and Hashem's wisdom has become so constricted, shenishave bria, that it resulted in a creation, sheyesh lo koyach habechira, which has free choice, sheyochol la'aseh keneged ritzon Hashem, and it even has the ability to do different from Hashem. That's when the bria is b'shlem. That's when the bria is b'shlemus. That's just like lahavdil, when you have parents who give birth to children, and the children are living in the parents' house and being supported completely by the parents. And they have to do everything the parents tell them to do. We're talking about the good old days, you know. And everything is hunky-dory and it's all one. That's pretty and it's cute, but it ain't real yet. That's not real children. That's not real hatzlacha yet. The hatzlacha is when a parent is zeicha to raise children and bring them to a level where they can get married and go to and do their own house, where they have the ability to choose to do as they wish. And if those children choose to go in the path of the parents, if they choose, that's the shlemus. That's the, then it's a keli. Then it's a, while he's living in his parent's house, he's part of the parent. It's like a, it's like another finger. It's another thing. He's completely attached. He's being nourished totally by the parent and therefore can't rebel, can't do whatever he wants to serve him. But when you've created a bardas and you cut him loose, where he has the complete flexibility and he has to function totally on his own, and he chooses of his own will to go in, that's the great, that's the shlemus. Rav Nosnal says, v'zeh ho'inyan muvan ma'id l'mi sheyesh lo'y moyach b'kodkodoy. What we've explained here is very understandable to a person who has a brain, a person who's got brains, a person who's, you know, thinking. Ki ikar hatzimtzum hu tzimtzum horotzoin v'hadas shehu oiro yisporach. Because the main tzimtzum is the tzimtzum of Hashem's light, Hashem's das, Hashem's rotzoin. V'alkein be'emes kol habriya tluya b'ha'odam kemavur b'kol asforim. And it's for this reason that the entire creation depends on man. Everything is focused, everything is man. Ki kol hizgalas elikus hu rak al yodoy daika. Because the real revelation of Hashem, the being that has the ability to really show the greatness of Hashem, is only man. Me'achar shu bal b'chira, because of the fact that man has free choice, she'al yodoy ikar gemar tikkun hakelim kanal, and therefore it's through man that the ikar completion of creation and the ikar completion of all the kelim takes place. V'zeh b'chinas ma shekosov b'ksovim, with this we could understand what's written in the writings of the Arizal, she'ikar kol hatikunim tluyim b'tikkun hamaskalo. That the essence of all the tikkunim and all of creation are dependent on the tikkun of maskala, which we said before is this concept of choice, mishkal. This I do like this. Ki ikar kol hatikkunim al yedei ha'odom habal b'chira shubchinas maskala. Because the essence of all the tikkunim in the world are all through man, bal b'chira, who is this maskala.